Good morning, beautiful people. I'm Pastor Karen, and I want to bring the first message for January 2022. Listen to this. The principle of the first fruits is a foundation that, if not passed inspection, will fail the building structure when the storms of life hit, causing cracks to appear. Did you know that all too often first fruits is preached when referring to finances? Who's ever heard of that? First fruits. Bring your first fruits to the altar. Bring your tithes into the house of God. Bring your first fruits. Can I just suggest, though, that that the firsts are not just applied to our finances, but let me unpack it for you and show you that the first does belong to God. All areas of your life, every first belongs to God. Let me just kick off in Proverbs 3, verse 9 in the King James Version, the New King James Version. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. Notice that? The first fruits. Honor the Lord. It's an honoring concept. It's a principle. When we allow God to be the first in everything, it's an honoring to the Father. It's letting every principality know. It's allowing the universe. It's allowing your home, the atmosphere. Understand that God is first place in your life, that nothing can come between you and God. He has the first priority, the first place, the first importance, your first of your time. He has your firsts. All firsts belong to God. I want to propose to you, all you beautiful listeners out there, the firsts belong to God. Now, Matthew 6:33 in the New King James Version says, verse 33, Matthew 6, 33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. What things? All the things that the Gentiles seek after. All the things that the average person, the non-believer, fuss over. Fussing over relationships, fussing over food, fussing over toilet paper, fussing over, you know, the shortage in housing and rental markets. You know, there's nothing impossible to God. When we place him first, when there's a shortage in the rental market, you will be the priority. God will see to it that your application comes straight to the forefront. You don't need to fear when we place God first. Seek first the kingdom. What does that mean? That means placing him first. Put the kingdom first in your life. Have that as a foundation. You know, when cracks appear in the structure of your house, in the structure of your life, you can pinpoint it back down to the foundation. What is happening in the foundation? So today we're looking at the foundation of your firsts. When the firsts aren't a priority, when the firsts aren't in place, you can guarantee there's going to be a fallout somewhere down the line. See, you know what? No building before being laid, you know, there's no buildings that is ever laid without a foundation first. The foundation has to support the building. And at every building process, there is an inspection to pass. So the inspections of the first, let's go through it. Let's have a look at inspecting our foundation this morning. Let's have a look. Is God first in your time? First in your day, do you go to the Word of God immediately? Do you wake up? Do you say, God, you are wonderful. God, I hunger for your word. God, set a lamp to my feet. God, I thank you for today. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Does the word come out of your mouth to give him thanks the first part of your day? Does it slip out of your mouth? If the devil's already got in there, if you haven't thought of him first, the devil's going to get in there and try to skew your view and to bring a foreboding before you even open your eyes. You see, I go to my phone usually to check the time, and I confess sometimes I look at the notifications and sometimes get distracted. You know, social media, click on this, and then before you know it, you have forgotten the principle of the first. You see, it's not in just the knowing, it's in the doing. We had camp meeting recently, and Pastor Nathaniel Costa was our guest speaker, very powerful, anointed man of God, and he brought the word in a way that just hit my spirit. He said, you need to fall out of bed on your knees. You know, that concept of honoring God, acknowledging him. Without him, we can do nothing. You have the total rulership of our life. We surrender everything to you, Father, today. That's giving God your first. Is he first in your week? Isaiah 58:13, keep the Sabbath day holy. Don't pursue your own interests on that day, but enjoy the Sabbath and speak of it with delight as the Lord's holy day. Honor the Sabbath in everything you do on that day, and don't follow your own desires or talk idly. You see, Sunday in a lot of cultures is the first day of the week. And so God has set that up as a Sabbath to honor him as your first. Do you give him the first of your year with fasting, praying, and seeking him through January? We're currently on a 21-day fast, giving him the first part of our year. Does your time reflect God's first? He gave you time, and those who honor their time with the principle of first will always have the time they need and seem to have supernaturally more time than those who don't have this firmly established as a foundation. Let's have a look at the second question. Is God first in your position? Let's have a look at Matthew chapter 10. Turn to Matthew chapter 10, verse 37 to 38. Matthew chapter 10, verse 37 to 38. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. These are Jesus' words. These are in red, and this is Jesus speaking here. Let's start again. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Verse 38, and he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. You see this? Is God first before your husband, your children, your grandchildren, your wife, your work, your career, your appointments even, or duties? Some people forsake going to a healing meeting because they're sick. God has not been first in their life. You know, that's just an oxymoron. We provide a healing meeting for those who are sick, you see. Or what about a dentist appointment? I'm sorry, you know, you do have to wait a long time to get a dentist appointment, but is he really first? Is God first in your life? Or are you demonstrating that the dentist appointment is more important than God? You see, it's in the doing, in the demonstration. We demonstrate to God by how we choose to live our life. So is God first before your husband, children, work, appointments, duties? You see, having this in order, having this place of first in position will protect your relationships. It protects your husband. It protects your children. It builds a divine protection over them where the devil can't get in there and divide with strife and bickerings and division. You see, when you place God first, it's a three-chord strand that cannot be broken. He gets in the middle of your relationships. How good is it to know that your relationships are protected because of the principle of the first? It's an unshakable foundation. Let's have a look at question number three. Is God first in the order of importance? Is he first in importance? You see, what you prioritize as important is also part of the first's foundation. Does your week structure place God as first? Do you prioritize church meetings, kingdom assignments, and ministry? Does your day structure have order of importance for prayer, praise, worship, and study of God's word? Does your finances structure include kingdom giving as a priority? Does your life structure, you know, your thought life structure have priority of importance? So important to place God first in our thought life. You see, when it comes to importance, the first is God first in the importance where you value importance. Is he first place in that area, in that structure? You see what I'm saying? The first is the redeeming agent that takes the curse off the rest. When we allow God to be first, literally, it's that redeeming power, the redeeming agent that takes the curse off the rest of the areas of our life. And how you spend or govern your first will determine how it all works out for the better, literally for the better, if you determine to apply the first, or for the worst. Jesus says you build your house on the rock. When the storms of life come and beat upon that rock, the house stands. You build it on shaky foundation like on the sand. The storms of life come to the one on the rock and on the sand. Let's face it, the same storm hit hit the Egyptians, all those plagues. The Israelites were in the same location. But who knows, the Israelites were protected from every pestilence and every plague that hit the Egyptians when they were coming out of captivity. Did you know that Jericho was Joshua's first city of conquer? You see, the first belongs to God. So giving God the first, all the city's spoils, allowed Joshua to keep the spoils of all the other victories. Read in Joshua 6, verse 16 and 19, it says, "And the seventh time it happened, when the priest blew the trumpets, that Joshua said to the people, 'Shout, for the Lord has given you the city.' But all the silver and gold and the vessels of bronze and the iron are consecrated to the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord." You see, God laid the foundation of the first in Jesus, his son. Look at 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20 and 23. "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits." You see, Christ, the first fruits, afterwards, that are Christ at his coming. Your foundation matters. Begin a life of first in God and you'll never be the same again. It'll change your life. Literally, it will change your life. Bringing God your first will never, ever disappoint you. Allowing him to take first place this year will set you up for success. You are the victor, you're not the victim. Allowing him and placing him in every area of your life, seeking first the kingdom, will prioritize your day, your week, your month, and your life, and you're setting yourself up for success this year in the name of Jesus. Well, I hope you're encouraged. Go back and listen again. Share this broadcast. Allow others to be refreshed and blessed and to know that God is for you and not against you. Be blessed until the next time. I love you dearly. See you later. God bless.